Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's our Monday morning house call from the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, Dr. Kevin Most. And Doc, the headlines this morning, the Delta variant surge is hitting younger, unvaccinated people harder. More cases being reported in teens, young, and middle-aged adults. Is that what you're seeing at Northwestern? And is that what you're hearing from your colleagues at other hospitals around here?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. It's probably one of our biggest concerns now, especially with schools coming back into session here very quickly. But if you look at the 18 to 29-year-olds, and then the grouping of 30 to 39, and then the groupings of 40 to 49, each of those grouping hit record highs last week. So we're seeing the unvaccinated, middle-aged, as well as the pediatrics. And unfortunately, they even had some pediatric deaths across the country. Nothing here, but certainly it should be getting the attention of everyone.
And regarding the headlines about the young folks having problems, mainly that's because they're not vaccinated, right?
Correct. Yeah. We're looking at the grouping that we're seeing in the hospital right now. About 99.5 or 6% are unvaccinated. Now, certainly you're hearing a lot about breakthrough cases, which are certainly occurring, but we're not seeing a lot of those end up in the hospital.
And as far as what's going on around the country here, how are we doing in Illinois compared to the rest of the United States?
We're doing okay. You know, if you look at Northern Illinois, you know, in the Chicago metro area, we're doing fairly well as far as vaccination rates when compared to the entire country. We're nowhere near how they're doing in the Northeast, where the rates are extremely high, but we're certainly much better than the Southeast and, you know, the middle of the country in the South. And that's where our biggest concerns are. If you look along Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, and especially Florida, you know, those are where our biggest concerns are.
Yeah, and in those places, you're hearing a lot about doctors and nurses being very frustrated. In fact, they're calling it compassion fatigue. I'm sure you've heard about that.
Absolutely. You know, we have pushed these caregivers to such a point. You have to remember that they went through the initial surge that we've all think that we were done with, you know, earlier this spring. You know, they went through that and now are getting these numbers that are beyond even those numbers. So my hearts go out to all the caregivers, the nurses, the doctors, the respiratory therapists that are dealing with this, and the frustration they must have looking at these people saying, and you had an opportunity to get vaccinated and you didn't. So not only they're getting beat up, but emotionally it's really, physically and emotionally, it's really draining. And we're at a tipping point, obviously, in those parts of the country. And we don't have any reserves to send people down. If you remember when this first came out and we had hot spots and we would send nurses in, well, the entire country is essentially dipped in red. So we have no safety valve to send caregivers to other parts of the country to help because we're all in need of them currently.
We have listener questions, emails, and texts, and one we're getting a lot right now every week is about the flu shot and people wondering if they should get it now, should they wait. There's talk about booster shots. So how does this impact getting a flu shot?
Yeah, you know, August 15th, August 16th here today, probably a little early to get the flu shot, but certainly we're seeing an increase in upper respiratory infections in kids and in adults. So certainly the flu shot is going to be extremely important. If you remember last year, we were talking about the importance of getting a flu shot because it was going to help us separate the COVID patients from the influenza patients. And that did well. Our influenza numbers were essentially zero, which was great not only for the healthcare, the hospitals, the healthcare providers, but also for the health and well-being of many seniors that were protected from influenza as we started to get into more COVID-related illnesses. So certainly not a year to miss it. You know, I usually tell people about a month from now, middle of September is a good time to get the flu shot, and I certainly would not miss it this year.
Also, a lot of folks wondering about the people who have immune suppressed problems and they're going to be first in line for the booster, but does that include diabetes?
Well, it doesn't right now, but it's very interesting the way that you ask the question. You know, the way it is written right now from the CDC and the FDA is immunocompromised individuals, which they are leaning as cancer patients, patients on high-dose steroids, patients who had solid tissue, you know, like a kidney transplant, and then patients taking medications that can impact their immune system. So those are rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and Crohn's disease. But no proof of illness, no proof of a prescription from your physician is needed. This is solely on the honor system. The patient attests that they are immunocompromised and they can get the booster. So it'll be interesting to see. We have about 3% of the country that would actually fit into that immunocompromised. So it'll be interesting to see how many others step up feeling that they are immunocompromised.
More questions and answers from Dr. Kevin Most coming up momentarily, and it's sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. 6:51, continuing with Dr. Kevin Most, and we know that vaccinated people have milder illnesses and faster recoveries if they do get the virus, but Doc, are the symptoms the same as what we heard at the beginning of the pandemic with this Delta variant? Because lots of times people are sick and they're not sure if they have a cold or the flu or the virus. How can you tell?
Yeah, and that's exactly, you know, the problem. And that's exactly why we pushed for the flu vaccine last year, is a lot of the symptoms are identical. You know, cough, shortness of breath, fever, congestion, all of those are the exact same symptoms. The symptoms haven't changed on this virus, and it's just now a matter of identifying it and trying to eliminate what other options it could be, because we really want to minimize the spread of this as we can.
A lot of folks asking a question similar to this one, when and if we need a booster, will it be as hard to get as when the original vaccine became available?
Well, you would hope not, for a couple of reasons. One, we've already jumped through those hoops, and we know now how to deliver this in a very rapid session so that we'd be able to get many people through, and it's only going to be one shot. So if you remember, those initial shots were spaced in the logistics of, hey, 21 days later, I'm going to have the same group back. 28 days later, we're going to have that group back. So now it should be much easier. And you won't have to worry about whether you had Moderna or Pfizer. You could get either one as your booster. And a matter of fact, some studies are showing that it may actually help if you get the opposite. So if I got my initial Pfizer's, then perhaps my Moderna booster will actually give me better coverage. So certainly that is going to be the tipping point here, is going to be how soon and when they are going to announce, because right now, obviously, it's just the immunocompromised. However, we all are watching what's going on in Israel, where they are going through for full vaccination, full booster vaccination, and they are now this week taking everybody 50 and younger.
But if you got Moderna, or you got, is it Johnson & Johnson included too, or Pfizer, it doesn't matter when you get the booster, what company's shot you get?
Well, if you got Pfizer or Moderna, you certainly will be staying with that mRNA, either Pfizer or Moderna. They're very silent right now on Johnson & Johnson, but it certainly looks like if you got Johnson & Johnson, your booster will be a Johnson & Johnson booster. Two different kinds of manufacturing, two different kinds of vaccine actions. So if you were to be Johnson & Johnson and then switch to Moderna, they're probably going to say you're going to need the whole series of Moderna versus using it as a booster. So Pfizer, Moderna, it's not going to make a difference. You're going to stay with one of those two. Johnson & Johnson, you will get another Johnson & Johnson.
And what's your best guess as to when they're going to expand the category for people getting boosters?
You know, if you remember, we talked about this probably maybe a month or 6 weeks ago, and I was saying about this time next year. It would not surprise me if healthcare workers are told to get boosters here probably in the next couple of weeks, and that it's open to all people probably right around Thanksgiving or Christmas. I think that this Delta variant and the spread, I mean, we're talking about, you know, predictions of having over 200,000 new cases a day very soon. And those are the numbers that we saw pre-vaccination. So this is not slowing down, and we really need to get our arms around it. And the only way to do it may be to get the boosters, because we're seeing as many breakthrough cases as we are.
Now, we're hearing that the booster will probably be pretty effective against the Delta variant, but now we're hearing about another variant, a Lambda. What's the story on that?
Yeah, so we have Lambda and Epsilon are the other two. Everyone has to remember that the more time we leave a virus sit and replicate in large numbers, the more variants we're going to have. So certainly right now the Lambda variant has been seen, I think I want to say now, in 41 states. Certainly not huge numbers, but if you remember 6 months ago, it was the exact same thing we were saying about the Delta variant. We had it in single digits. And now, look at it, it's 95-96% of the cases are Delta. So these variants, all they are doing is they're figuring out how to be smarter and wiser and how to replicate and how to transmit to each other, to other people. The biggest problem we have is we don't have enough data to say, is the Lambda going to be protected with the vaccines that we have now? Because that'll be the biggest concern, is once we get a variant where the vaccine is not protecting us, that would be awful, because now we'd have to all go back and get totally revaccinated for the new strain.
You know, over the weekend, most of the time I was outside, including at restaurants, but every once in a while when you walk through an indoor spot with a lot of people, of course, you're very aware of the Delta variant. And I was thinking, at the beginning of the pandemic, we were told it takes about 15 minutes. You have to be close to somebody for about 15 minutes to pick up the virus from their breathing, their vapor. Is that still true? Is that true for the Delta variant as well, which, of course, we've all heard is much more contagious?
No, exactly. It is much more contagious. So that 15-minute, 6-foot thing is kind of gone. You know, we are much more concerned about even casual interactions with people of just a couple of minutes in close proximity. And hopefully you saw more people wearing masks. You know, although it's not mandated here, it could easily be mandated very soon. If you look at what's going on across the country in New York and San Francisco, that in order to get to a restaurant, you have to have proof of vaccination. So some people are taking this pretty seriously, and rightly so, as we're seeing the numbers increase and the spread increase.
I was just going to say, Doc, I was walking into a store yesterday with my wife. We had our masks on coming out of the parking lot. Woman without a mask started yelling at us. You've been programmed. Why are you wearing those on your face?
You've been programmed.
Oh,
great.
And I'm, you know, it's almost not worth even engaging, but I just, that yeah. kind of hit a nerve.
Yeah, didn't your mom always tell you don't argue with idiots? You know,
yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Doc, please, exactly. Would you guys work on a vaccine for morons?
Yeah.
And have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
You got it. Take care, you guys.
Thank you.